Hello, and welcome to the new Women's Soccer Show. This is MG Cease, and I'll be hosting this new podcast on 90.7 The Capstone. This week, I will be covering the Crimson Tide's beatdown on Tennessee, what that looks like, and what head coach Wes Hart and game star Riley Mattingly had to say about it. And then we'll be looking ahead to this week's game against Mississippi State. I hope y'all enjoy. Let's get after it. All right, well, first things first. If you haven't heard by now, Alabama beat Tennessee 3-1 on Saturday. It was definitely an epic home opener for the Crimson Tide, and I will say I think it was a fantastic way to bring back on-campus athletic events for the first time since March and the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. So let's go ahead and jump in and talk about this game. I feel pretty confident in saying that I think Riley Mattingly has ice in her veins. I mean, she had a game. She opened the scoring right off the bat with a penalty kick, which she told me that she thinks she's going to have to write a thank you note to Casey Wirtz, since Wirtz is the one that drew the penalty. But this is why I say that I think Mattingly has ice in her veins. She says that she doesn't get nervous when she steps up to take a penalty kick. She just gets excited because she knows she's going to score. I mean, she says she picks her side, she sticks to it, and she just gets in the back of the net. So to cap that off, which is already just a lot to take in, because, I mean, confidence on 100. I notice that she seems to celebrate each of her goals with just a calm, cool handshake with Bryn Martin, a senior defender. Just like, yeah, hi, nice to meet you. My name's Riley Mattingly. Happy Saturday. Whatever. It was funny to me. Maybe it's not funny to you, but that was funny to me. And she had more than one. I got to watch her do more than one little handshake celebration because she scored more than one goal on Saturday. She started the first half with scoring, and she started the second half with scoring. She came right back into the half with a sneaky little header right down to the bottom right corner of the net. And I'm just going to let you all hear what she had to say about that.
For my second goal, and which is funny because I told the coaches I was going to score a header goal, and they had been telling me all season, preseason, that they had the ball and I haven't.
Now, we're talking about Mattingly just having an absolute game on Saturday. She did ball out enough that Top Drawer Soccer has like name dropped her this week, which is that's pretty impressive. But that's exactly what Coach Wes Hart expected her to do, and really expects her to do every game day. Here's what he had to say about that. So, you know, of course, we're talking about Mattingly, but a soccer team has 11 players on the field, and she had a game. She's not the only one. There's a couple more key players that I mean, obviously the whole team had a fantastic game. You have to have a 3-1 win, but these are just some key players that I noticed, and I want to highlight here. I want to talk about McKinley Crone. I want to talk about Gabby Duca, Casey Wirtz, Serena Pham, and Kaylee Rapale. So Serena Pham, she scored the third of Alabama's three goals, and it was a little cheeky, I have to admit. She beat a Tennessee defender and then the goalkeeper both one-on-one and just sent it right into the back of the net, and it was fun to watch. So, you know, up there with Pham, up top, up with, you know, the two players that I've already highlighted, we also have Duca and Wirtz coming in and out. And, you know, that group, as the wingers, they're just feeding balls into Mattingly, just expecting her to send them into the back of the net. They're sending balls into the back of the net. They're making the Tennessee goalkeeper work. But so, you know, to do this, they're battling, you know, downfield. They're battling the Tennessee defense. And obviously, because the team won, they won. But I, you know, it was getting a little intense, I thought, towards the end of the first half, especially coming down that right side of the Alabama field. You know, it wasn't ever closed down fully, but it did maybe look like Tennessee was maybe stopping some of the connections, some of the production, causing Alabama to maybe not be able to get quite so many shots on goal. But, you know, a few adjustments, dispersing the ball all the way across the field to widen the game up a little bit, utilizing that left side. Alabama comes out at halftime and immediately scores two more goals. So I asked Mattingly what she thought about the work that the Crimson Tide wingers were putting in, most of the time one-on-one, against that Tennessee defense. And let me tell you, she is consistent, and she is the most consistent in her confidence, and she is as confident in her wingers as she is her ability to take a PK.
I mean, we have some great wingers, so we're going to play them in as much as we can and let them go 1v1 if they're outside backs.
All right, so let's talk about some other confident performances. I'm talking about defense. Coach Wes Hart said that Crone, and these are the words that he used, was just a stud. I just had a game on Saturday, and I agree. She had some pretty insane saves, and she just was calm as you like, made it all look cool, collected, easy as can be. And I will say, that's doubly impressive, because one thing that I was just really excited to see was how aggressive and just unafraid Crone seems to be to come up high off her line and sweep up those through balls that Tennessee was sending. Because, you know, I was noticing through the game that really Tennessee was, they were trying to send that long transition ball, get up fast off the break to, you know, really start their attack. And, I mean, Crone was not going to let those long transition balls break away to goal. She just said no. And she definitely had some help back there. And this is where I really want to talk about Verpale. Because I'd say the last 15 or 20 minutes or so, the second half, Tennessee, they started getting more aggressive, and they just kept sending shot after shot, trying to find the back of that net. And Verpale and that whole back line, but I noticed Verpale specifically, they put in work. I mean, they were not going to let anything get back there. And Verpale, she just wasn't going to be beat one-on-one. And she was also going to contribute to the game offensively with just like her. I just think she's very intelligent in her throw-ins. But that is maybe another entire rabbit hole that we don't have time to go down today. This is what Coach Hart had to say about that back line.
About trying to get a little bit more pressure on them. And I thought in the first few minutes of the second half, I think our pressure was what kind of led to success early in that second half.
All right, so that's all great. They dominated. They looked good. They looked hungry. What's next? You know, like, I feel like everybody was kind of riding that high this weekend of like, oh my gosh, it's the first on-campus athletic event since March. Like, this is crazy. We're in the middle of a pandemic, but this is happening. Like, sports is really back at a collegiate level. Because, of course, there's been other sports, especially Alabama sports. I mean, shout out to the cross-country team, but first on-campus event. And let's just talk about the atmosphere of the stadium real quick, because I thought that was interesting. So, no general admission to fans in the stadium, but players and coaches have, you know, a certain number of tickets they can give on passes. And there was a crowd. Obviously, social distance, masks were on, but What was really doubly interesting to me, Tennessee kind of travels. There was actually a pretty decent number of Tennessee fans at the game, which I did not really expect, considering that it was already so hard to get in if you were an Alabama fan. So that was just an interesting aside. Let's talk about this week. So the Tide heads to play Mississippi State on Friday. Now, Mississippi State just tied Auburn 1-1 in double overtime last weekend. I guess you could argue that Mississippi State has the home field advantage as much as you could in the middle of a pandemic for all of the aforementioned reasons. But I would argue that Alabama might have an advantage because they're coming in hot off a win. And Mississippi State's coming off of what seems like it was kind of a slugfest to end in that 1-1 tie, or draw, if you want to really use soccer terminology here. But while we're on the subject of home versus away, let me just say that Mattingly stays unbothered by pretty much everything. She said that she is, quote, pretty unfazed, unquote, to be playing in two straight away games, because she likes the challenge, and if the game isn't high pressure, it's not really fun. So whether you agree with having more fun in high pressure situations or not, you can watch the Crimson Tide take on Mississippi State Friday at 6 p.m. Central on SEC Network. I hope y'all tune into the game, and I hope you'll tune in next week to hear another episode of me giving my takes. Uninterrupted, maybe a little unprompted, but I do my best. So anyways, roll tide.